Thank you. The first verse of our text from Romans chapter 4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. Please be seated. In accounting class, you learn about credits and debits. You learn that the books have to balance and things have to even out at the end. You can't have more debt than credit, or you will lose your business. You can learn that also from your own banking accounts, your own credit card balance. Reading this text from Romans should really frighten us to our very core because it talks about paying off our debts to God. And we can't. To him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. If we think that we can work to pay off our debt to God, we have deceived ourselves completely. We owe God perfection, which we can never achieve. We owe God being sinless and never breaking any commandment, but we fail each and every hour of our life. And not only that, but our sinful inclinations and desires still live inside of us. Even as Christians, we have to say we are at the same time saint and sinner. Your debt to God is more than you can pay. And if you try to work it off on your own, you will end up in eternal debt, and you will end up in eternal death. This first verse of our text is very frightening. Let's sing stanzas 5 through 7. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Since we could not pay off our debt to God, our gracious and loving God devised a plan to rescue us. We hear this so often, but it is the heart and core of our Christian faith. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us. And it is in the title of our hymn, "Salvation unto us is come by God's free grace and favor." If we cannot pay off our school loans or our credit card debts, we have to hope that someone, some other person, sometime will pay them for us. That's not so likely in the ways of the world. But God does things quite differently. He sends Jesus to pay off our great debt, to suffer the punishment that we deserve, and to die in our place. He does this freely, out of grace, out of his love and mercy, without our needing to pay him back, without holding it over our heads as a threat. Our text says, "But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness." It is not that we should avoid doing good works, that good works are bad things, but we don't trust in them for our salvation because they can't save us. We can never do enough. Not by doing good works, but by believing in Jesus, our faith is credited to us for righteousness. We are considered in God's eyes as though we had never sinned, because we are covered in Jesus' holiness. This is true for Adam and Eve from that very first sin. It was true for Abraham and Sarah and Moses and Miriam and David and Bathsheba and Mary and Martha and Lazarus and Peter and Paul and you. Let's sing stanzas 8 through 10. Imagine not writing a thank you letter to someone who would pay off your school loans or your credit card debts. Sometimes Lutherans are called lazy Christians. I know that's true of myself often. It's easy for me to take for granted what Jesus has done and just think, I'm saved and so I can just take it easy now. But when I think about all that God has done for me, I know that I want to show my thanks and my gratitude. And I hope that it's true that I often do this without even thinking. I expect it's true for you. You do good things, you help your friend and your neighbor, not to get some kind of reward, but because God has placed his love in your heart. The love and gratitude overflows into words and deeds of kindness. When we stand before Jesus on Judgment Day, he will tell his believers that they fed the hungry, helped the stranger, visited the prisoners. They did good things. They did good works. But what do the believers answer? They say, "When did we do these things?" They do them without thinking. They do them without thinking about reward, without thinking that they get something in return. Faith simply shows its love and gratitude that lives within our hearts. When you help someone look for a lost cell phone, when you help someone who has fallen get up again, when you befriend someone who is sad and lonely, are you thinking, "This is how I get to heaven"? I don't think so. Faith drives us not to be lazy but loving toward others, to show our thankfulness to God for grace and mercy and salvation, which he gives us freely, without debt, without demand, but out of love. We can show our love and gratitude by living out that faith in our Christian life, though never perfectly and never earning a drop of salvation. It is clear from all of Scripture, faith alone saves. Faith looks to Jesus, who worked our salvation completely, for on the cross he said, "It is finished." The hymn says, "Salvation comes by God's free grace and favor." And our text says, "God justifies the ungodly. Faith is accounted for righteousness. To God alone be the glory." We stand and sing hymns, the hymn verses 11 through 14. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.